Backlogs of people waiting to have their claims decided, it's one of the enduring management nightmares in the federal government. Backlogs often reflect underlying problems in the programs that cause them. A case in point, the Veterans Benefits Administration. A detailed study now by the National Academy of Public Administration finds VBA has improved disability claims backlogs, but that's only the beginning. Joining me with more, John Kamensky, chairman of the Academy's VBA panel. And John, you did find that, in fact, there was progress from a couple of years ago with respect to what was really a very, very multi-hundred-thousand person backlog.
Yes, there was. In March of 2013, veterans were waiting for more than 125 days for a decision in processing their compensation claims, and it peaked at 611,000 back then. And today, the backlog of that size age hovers around 70,000 to 80,000, depending on time of the year.
And how were they able to do that?
Undersecretary Allison Hickey at the time launched about 40 different initiatives simultaneously, each of which was sort of interrelated. And the Academy's study team looked at the 12 that were the most significant. Of course, one of them was just brute force overtime for the claims examiners. But others were moving more towards an electronic system. So instead of buildings full of paper, they now have electronically accessible files, and they can then balance the workload around the country by shifting cases to other offices.
It's almost like switching from 12 different teller lines in a bank to one line to the next teller.
Yes. And the other thing that they did is they made a distinction between the types of cases. So they created what they're calling three lanes. So there's an express lane for simple cases, another lane that is for medium cases, and then they have a special lane for those that are much more difficult. And they assign the claims examiners with different levels of skill and experience to each of those.
So it's safe to say of the 70 to 80,000 fluctuation that still exists as long backlogs, those are generally the most difficult cases?
Yes.
In one of the findings, though, you also say that they have a long way to go in terms of transforming the underlying program of paying disability compensation. Go into that a little bit.
What happened is while they were reducing the size of the backlog in the disability claims process, the number of people that were in the disability appeals process doubled over a couple-year period. It was the same percentage of people that were doing it. It's just there were so many more people that were going through the claims process that doubled. And so that, in a way, signals that there's something wrong with the overall process if there's that many people that are appealing and it's at that scale. Because half of those that appeal wind up having their cases remanded back to the Veterans Benefits Administration for re-adjudication, largely because new evidence has been placed into their record. So one of the things that the Academy's team was looking at was a disability system that reflects a holistic approach to serving the veteran, not merely the compensation part, but also the education, the training, the case management for any health issues that they may need. And the system, the definition of disability was at a previous study determined to be outmoded. And that study was the Bradley Commission in 1956. And so we're 60 years later, and we still haven't changed the philosophical approach to what we mean by disability.
With all of those people turned down, and so they are therefore appealing, there's something wrong with the decisions being made by the original judges.
That can be in part, but the other is that the way the system is designed is that you can add additional evidence to your case anywhere along the process. And so if a decision is made and then more evidence is added, then they're going to appeal. And then it's brought back to the Veterans Benefits Administration for re-adjudication. So it's sort of the way the system is designed and the rules of the system are set up that it causes a lot of churn.
So it seems like one answer then would be to either force people to put all of their evidence up front the first time around or cut off the ability to add evidence later on?
Well, one of the proposals that's pending in Congress is that people's condition changes over time. So it makes it, it's kind of appropriate to, in some cases, actually add evidence. But is to adjudicate a case as it was standing, and if they have additional evidence, create a new case. And so that way there's some closure as opposed to merely churning on some of this.
Creating a new case and judging that one could be faster than being turned down and appealing.
Yes. Well, part of the challenge is not only has the number of applications increased, it's now over 1 million a year over the past 5 years, the complexity of the claims have increased. Over the past 10 years, the number of original claims that have 8 or more specific medical issues has increased by more than 200%. So part of this is the complexity of the case, and this ties back to the types of veterans, whether it's from the Vietnam War, which is a majority of the cases with people that have ancient orange disabilities related.
We're speaking with John Kamensky, chairman of the Veterans Benefits Administration Study Panel at the National Academy of Public Administration. Is there another level of modernization needed such that you could apply expert systems to aid the adjudicators here, given the complexity and the rising complexity of these cases?
Well, in fact, that is one of the recommendations of the panel, and it's something that we think that the Veterans Benefits Administration is more or less on the path toward, and that's adopting the use of rules-based and analytic approaches to adjudicating, especially the express lane, the simpler cases, and then you can then devote the talent of the claims examiners to more complex cases. As the rules-based system develops greater accuracy, it can then be applied to those cases that are more complex over time. But the other thing is that how you measure success needs to be rethought. Right now, it's a one-size-fits-all. It's 125 days is what the goal is, and it maybe should be a lower target for those that are express lane and a much higher target for those that are highly complex.
Because there are people that are manifestly disabled if they come into the claims office with recently in a wheelchair, for example, and that can be proven to be a permanent condition. That's one thing. But if someone looks healthy and acts healthy, maybe the problems are much more subtle. That would be a more difficult case?
Yes, and especially in cases dealing with mental health-related issues.
Sure. And you've put this whole report in the context of the larger VBA IT modernization. How do those all fit together?
Well, the IT modernization within the Veterans Benefits section is really making great progress. In the past year, just in recent months, they've finally moved to a fully electronic claims system. And now what the challenge is to encouraging the applicants to file electronically a complete claim so that it can be done quickly in one round as opposed to reaching back for paper records and then converting them to electronic. And then that way they're going to be able to step back with electronic records and analyze sort of where the patterns are, and that way they can allocate the resources of the claims examiners better.
Now, is VBA modernization tied some way with the greater VA modernization, which is also well underway?
Yes. The MyVA initiative is looking at a holistic approach to veterans, so it's not just the compensation claims, but also their education, their housing, their insurance, their health care.
What does the NAPA study finally recommend for VA and VBA?
Well, the recommendations were targeted specifically to the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the objective was to make recommendations of things that they could act upon largely on their own today as opposed to grander philosophical things. So they were targeted more, not so much to the overall VA, but to the Veterans Benefits Administration. And these have recommendations such as working more effectively with the partners such as their veterans service organizations and working more closely with the Defense Department to create a better transition from military to civilian life. The larger picture, when it reaches to VA and to the Defense Department, Those recommendations are a little bit longer term, but the objective is much like Secretary McDonald's, is to create much more of a seamless one VA approach to veterans, so that it's veteran-centric as opposed to looking at the different services that VA provides. They, not too long ago, had 350 different websites for veterans to visit, and they're not now trying to reduce it to a single portal entry.
And this is a question that relates really to your long-term government experience and looking at these things for many, many years. The VA is about to undergo a political change in leadership, and that includes the CIO. So it seems like one of the challenges would be to preserve what's going well, even if there are policy changes because of the change in administration.
There are a lot of career employees there that do have a very good handle on what's going on. And I think part of the hope is that the new administration will listen to their experience, because they've been largely the heroes in helping turn this around.
And who does this report get presented to officially?
Well, the report was requested by Congress, and we briefed congressional committees on it last week before it was released publicly, and they were very appreciative of it. We also worked with the Veterans Benefits Administration leadership that's in place, and they have said that they are appreciative of it and are committed to following through on most of all of the recommendations that we've made.
And what about the transition team?
We've not yet met with them, but that is something that we would like to make them aware of, as they are inundated with all the other information that they're going to receive. But we think that this will be something that will be part of the transition when the right people are put in place to receive it.
John Kamensky is chairman of the Veterans Benefits Administration Study Panel, convened by the National Academy of Public Administration. John, as always, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Find a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.